Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We can't heal ourselves, but God heals us. Amen. So we place the focus in Him, being thankful. Boy, I tell you, if we're not thankful, it's some dangerous stuff here. But because it's the will of God, what does the will of God mean? We're always looking for, what is the will of God for our life? He tells us, in everything, give thanks. Now, you can only do this if you are centered in God and your focus is on Him. Whenever we take our focus off of Christ, we begin to sink. Everybody knows the story when Peter stepped out on the water and he was going fine. But as long as he was looking at Jesus, he was going fine. But what happened? He took his eyes off Jesus. Remember, all these circumstances, things we're running into, simply wants us to get our eyes off of Jesus. And then we find out we will begin to sink. Whenever we're focused on Jesus, we can continue to walk on water. I tell you, that's what we want to do. We want to focus on Jesus. But also, it gives us a peace of mind that passeth all understanding. Somebody say, how in the world can I be in the middle of this tragedy going on in my life and still give God's thanks? How can you do it? Because I want you to know is that you have placed your glory, your thankfulness above your circumstances. You rose above that. And basically what you're doing, you're trusting in God. Amen. You're trusting in God. That is the bottom line. You're trusting in God. Because I don't know about you, but if you're ever going through something bad, if you always talk about it, is that doing any good? It's just making you feel worse. Oh, I got this problem. What else going on over there? You know, you just beat yourself up and you become depressed. Christians can get depressed. Christians can get depressed because their focus is not on God. So remember, but He'll give us that peace of mind, like the Bible say, that will pass all understanding. No matter what we're going in, people look at you and say, man, how in the world can you still praise God in the midst of your going through? I mean, everybody know the story of Job, right? Job, man, I tell you, he had tons of tragedy thrust upon him within one day. He had his cattle, his kids, and his land, all of this stuff was taken away from him. But yet, he remained his integrity. What does Job chapter 2, 9 to 10 say? It says this. Then said his wife unto him, this is important, folks, because whenever you're going through something, you're going to get people coming to you with all types of suggestions. Ooh, that's a lot on you, man. That just ain't fair. That ain't right. But here's what Job's wife said. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. That's what she told him. But I like Job's response. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Wow, isn't that something? So his wife, very close, dear to him, just told him, curse God and die. This is too much. In other words, God had done turned you over and left you. But Job said, no. God giveth and He has taken away. And we have to believe that God is working everything out for our good and everything for His glory. We got to believe that. That's the key thing that we got to believe. But one of the things too that I want you to notice is that what are some examples of being faithful? We just mentioned Job. The other one I like to mention is Paul. Everybody know Paul. Paul actually penned this First Thessalonians here. And you know, Paul was shipwrecked probably 26, 27 times. I don't know. I lost count. He was stoned. He was cast into prison. And all of this guy still say, in all things, give thanks. I don't think nobody could say that. I don't think nobody really was qualified other than Paul to say that. Because this boy has went through some things. But also, I want you to know that Paul had an infirmity about his body. But I thank God he didn't include it in the scriptures. Because we would say, he won't talk about me because it wasn't that. But he left it so general that we don't know what it was.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.